start this podcast with a question. Have we lost our way? And if we have, how have we lost our way? These are big questions that really are going to affect how our nation plays out over the next decades, millennia, whether or not we survive, whether or not we endure through the ages. Is have we lost our way and how? And then the third question, how can we get it back? How can we get back to that intended path? Welcome to the very first podcast of the Christina Cook Show. We have revamped the podcast. This is no longer going to be focused so closely on grassroots Colorado issues. And that's why I've renamed the podcast. That's why I'm changing the focus, because it's occurred to me that that narrow focus is not answering the questions that we need to ask. The questions that are really going to change the direction of this country, the directions that are really going to achieve the mission of saving the Republic. And that's not to say that activism is not important. It is vitally, vitally important that people continue to stay involved. They continue to be part of the process. I want you to do that. I do want you to do that. I think you know how to do that. I really do. And there are sources out there that can guide you. And my Facebook page, my blog, I will try to use those when necessary to focus on local issues, to focus on local activism if that's needed. But I want us to start asking the bigger questions, because the thing that has occurred to me, you know, Andrew Breitbart always said that politics is downstream of culture, and he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. He focused his life's work on fighting back against the cultural narrative that was predominant and fighting back to try to change that narrative so that we once again started to embrace the founder's vision, started to embrace the founding principles, the things that really held our country together. Not only that, the things that really defined who we are as a nation. And for more than a century, those things have been under attack. Those principles, that idea. And it's more than that. Our psychology has been under attack. And so I'm going to posit to you something that's going to sound a little pithy, but it's, I think, absolutely true. We are having a national insecurity crisis. Let me explain what I mean by that. Think about how we raise our children today. Think about all of our efforts to grant them self-esteem, to help them feel better about themselves. All of those good intentions have led to the participation trophy culture that we have now. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a ribbon. And if you don't, you're a loser. And that's why everyone gets one. We have raised at least 2.5 generations at this point of people who have determined that their only worth, their only esteem comes from outside of themselves, from other people, from the power that has been granted to them by others, from the rewards that they are granted, not earned, granted by others. We have completely disconnected the idea of earn from the idea of reward. Rewards are given. Earning means work, and that's punishment. And because of this mass psychosis that we have inflicted upon, again, 2.5 generations at least, I know I was raised as part of this. I'm almost 50 years old. God, that's really hard to say. But, you know, for 46 years, this has been the prevailing idea within education, within child rearing, that you have to grant your children self-esteem. And we have completely lost sight of what that self-esteem actually is. It means esteeming yourself, finding worth for yourself within yourself. That unchangeable, unmoving self from which to draw that kind of an estimation. And because we've externalized it, because we've taught our children that they have to look outside of themselves in order to determine what their worth is, when you get these kids into adulthood, trophy doesn't matter anymore. Now it's money. Money is the trophy. And when you have a participation trophy culture living in an economic system that leads directly to socialism, directly to the idea that we have to spread everything equally because we want everyone to feel good about themselves. That's why Bernie Sanders' numbers are so high. That's why there's so many people who are leaning towards this guy, because he wants everyone to feel good about themselves. His moral code, which he keeps going back to, you know, it's immoral to bail out the banks. And it is. It is. But for different reasons than what Bernie Sanders says. He is using morality as a code word for we're going to make everything equal. That's what he views morality as. That is not morality. Morality is right or wrong. Morality is truth and consequences. That's what morality is. That's what morality is. And that's the thing that so many people in this nation, baby boomers on, have failed to understand. And if you look back on the history, I get this to some degree. You had the parents of the baby boomer generation who had gone through the Depression and lived such hardship and such poverty and such horrible conditions. They did not want their children to have to repeat that. They never wanted that. And that's a parent's love for a child. You want the best things for your kids. I get that. And so the baby boomer generation was coddled. And if you're a member of it, I'm sure you'll agree with me. They were coddled. They received so much in return for so little. We began to think that this was the normal state of things. And so when our country does run into hardship, when we run into a point where we really need to stop spending the way that we are, we need to stop these budget deficits, we need to stop going to that place, we find our mass psychology will not allow us to, because we don't want anyone to suffer. We don't want anyone to have to go through hardship. It's the best of intentions, but it's the wrong solution. And that's where we've lost our way. We have this mass national insecurity. And because of that, I think in large part, we have forgotten who we are as Americans. We lack faith in ourselves. We lack faith in our fellow citizens. We lack faith in the future of this country. If we had that security, we would have that faith. And if we had that faith, we would have that security. That's what I hope to do with this show, is I want to help start that discussion about how we go back to finding that faith in ourselves, in our fellows, in our neighbors, and in this country. Think about the founders. Think about the massive, strong amount of faith that they had, that what they were doing was the right thing. What they were doing was the moral thing. And they stepped out in courage in order to make this country exists. That's the basis for America. And it was that sort of psychology, that sort of way of looking at the world, this worldview that they had. And maybe at the distance of 200 and some odd years, we're romanticizing a bit. Maybe I am. Romanticizing a bit who they were. But I don't think there's any denying that these men were mountains of faith. That they stepped out to do the right thing because it was the right thing and because they thought it would work. Let's get back to that. That's the American spirit. That's the spirit of 76. That is exactly what we need to have in order to succeed, in order to turn this country around. That faith. And we've lost that. And so with the Christina Cook Show, it's what I want to do, is rebuild that faith. Let's find that place where we have it, where we feel that confidence, where we know without a doubt that America is the most exceptional country on the planet for the very reason that we are free. For the very reason that we have that free will. We have those natural rights. They are protected. And by doing so, we don't set ourselves above everywhere else on the planet. Instead, we set ourselves as an example for everyone else to follow. That's the true morality of the American system. That's the true morality of the American idea, is to be that example, that shining city on the hill that Reagan always talked about. Wouldn't that be something? We don't have to go out and fight these nation-building wars. We don't have to go out and do all that. And I don't, you guys kind of know, if you've been listening to the old podcast at all, you kind of know where my foreign policy is. But if we were to be that example and to show how it can be done, especially in this day and age when we've got technology that reaches into the darkest corners of the world, then we would have the opportunity to provide that idea for other people. We would have the opportunity to be that example. That is the ultimate goal. And it is a little like Christianity. You know, we are called to be examples to the world, to show what it means by how we live our lives. The same thought process, for many of the same reasons, applies to the American way of life. If we can get our country working right again, if we can get it moving in the right direction again, if we can find that faith again, then what we will do is spread the gospel, for want of a better word, of the American idea all across this planet. That's the goal. But it starts at home. It starts at our dinner tables and in our classrooms and in our movie theaters and in front of the television. It starts with pushing back against this narrative, this idea that the only way we can measure our worth is by how many things we've accumulated and how much recognition we have received from others. That's not where true worth comes from. And I'm not putting it down. I'm not putting down accumulation of wealth. I'm not putting any of that down. It's just that we cannot make that the measure of who we are. Because the unintended consequence of that is that if that is our measure of worth, then some people are worth less than others. And that, I patently do not believe is true. The further unintended consequence is that then we need to try to equalize everyone, which means we need to take your wealth away to give it to that guy because he has less than you. And that is the path that we are going down. That's the path we need to stay off of. We need to remarry earning to reward. We need to re-energize the idea that working for reward is a good thing, and that your worth comes from inside yourself, from the goals that you set and the things that you accomplish within yourself. We need to start putting these concepts back together. Pushing back on that narrative in the home with our neighbors on an individual level, if that starts to spread, if that idea takes hold, think of the difference we'll see in our policy positions at the national level or at the state level, even if it just happened here in Colorado. Let's hypothesize for a second about what Colorado with self-esteem would look like. They'd stop trying to keep all of our tax refunds. They'd stop pushing back on Tabor. They would stop trying to impose Common Core, a national top-down way of doing education that's chock full of all this crap. They would stop trying to push that on us. The unions would stop trying to pit themselves against conservatives, because people with self-esteem are naturally conservative. People with self-esteem get the real system. They get reality. They understand. We understand how the real landscape actually looks. Our map reflects that reality. On a national level, think about what would happen with things like foreign policy. We would no longer be negotiating from a point of weakness, from a position of being less than or being ashamed of our success. If we had, as a nation, self-esteem, if we were doing America the way America was intended to be done, we'd see a change in our foreign policy. Look at our social programs. Completely different focus, wouldn't it be? Instead of trying to equalize, instead of trying to redistribute income, we would have a much bigger focus on business and trying to get jobs into the marketplace so that people could earn their way through. That would be the focus. Not entitlements. Think about education from a national level. We would re-empower families because we would be able to trust them. Or we would finally deem as a nation that we were able to trust them to make the best decisions for their kids. They've always been able to. But our national policy points the other way. We've nationalized the family. There's so many good effects that would come from a nation that had that kind of self-esteem. The only way it works is if we each have that idea of security. That's the only way it works. So we're going to explore this. I think this is the central theme. In fact, I know this is the central theme of the Christina Cook Show. This idea has taken hold on me the way I've never had an idea take hold before. This is the why. Why politics exists. This is the downstream of culture. And this is looking at the true root causes of both our current difficulties and the solution to how we fix it. We fix the culture, we fix everything else. That's why I'm going to focus on this. I hope you'll join me. I would love to hear your feedback. The new website, and I hope that you will subscribe so that you get the updates. The new website is Christina Cook Show. That's Christina with a K. ChristinaCookShow.com. Or you can find me on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/ChristinaCookShow. And that's where I'll be. You can also follow me on Twitter. And that one, because of character limitations, is Chris Cook Show. So that's my Twitter handle, at Chris Cook Show. I hope you'll join me. I hope you'll engage in a dialogue on this. I really do. And that's what I want to see happen, because this is a new theory for me. And this is one that I haven't really heard from anywhere else. Focus on our national insecurity. Focus on our individual insecurities that collectively have created the problems that we see in big media, in big entertainment, in Hollywood, in Washington. All of these problems can be traced back to this, I think. It explains everything, and it gives us the keys to the solution. So this is the path that we're going to follow. We'll see where it leads us. Until tomorrow, thank you so much for joining me on the very first episode of the Christina Cook Show podcast. I am, of course, Christina Cook. I will be talking to you tomorrow. Remember, this part doesn't change. America is great because Americans are great. So go out there and be exceptional.